Do we have Jack on? Good morning.
Yes, you do.
Jack, good morning. How are you? There were people who were waiting online, and of course, I was talking about God, you know, and then I was being told that, which is true, we have to pray even for those who are evil. And I was reminded that many times I will start the show about God and beautiful song, but then I will go into the politics of some of the worst people that we have in this country and outside of this country that are creating such evil and pain for people. And I want people to understand that these are bad, evil people. And I think we need to expose the evil so that we can deny the evil, that which makes them more powerful, which in most cases means our vote. So anyway, thank you for being here.
Okay.
It's a crazy world. Before we get into something that I know you know a lot about, and that is Ukraine and Russia and what's happened recently, and perhaps now Belarus involved. What do you make of the Supreme Court decisions that have been handed down?
I think it's about time they did it.
Yeah.
The favoritism given to some to get to college is just not. All men are created equal. So the founding fathers said, and they were right. So you don't give unequal fairness, unequal treatment to some, and freeze others out. It's as clear as that to me, and it always has been.
Yeah, well, you have your pulse, your finger on the pulse of the Constitution. And a lot of times these politicians who run states don't have a clue. Their constitution seems to be more powerful than our own U.S. Constitution, but they have to realize that the power that is given in our Constitution and Bill of Rights can't be taken away by the states unless it's not mentioned. So it's a real conundrum, I think, we've got when it comes to people who have religious reasons for not wanting to do something, but the government wants to force them to do it. And we see it now all throughout our country, Marxism taking over.
Right. Well, you know, there's another Supreme Court decision that's expected today.
Yeah.
On whether or not the student debt will be forgiven in part or in toto, I don't know. I'm certainly hoping that that doesn't happen, but we'll see. Well, I have a son. He and his wife both paid for their college education with borrowed money from the federal government.
Yep.
As soon as they were finished with college, they got jobs and they started paying off the debt. And they finished. They paid off. They had substantial debt, each of them. They paid it off.
Yeah.
And my son said to me the other day, he said, if they're going to forgive the indebtedness of a lot of people currently, are they going to repay me for my paying back what I borrowed? And it's a good question. You
know? It certainly is. It certainly is. Or are they going to forgive all the people who have had to go into credit card debt that they can't afford? Are they going to go to them and say, well, we know we caused inflation, so we're going to forgive the $10,000 you put on your credit card?
Yeah, right.
It's a sticky wicket, you know? It's
a sticky wicket. You know, it's a lesson that has to be learned by a lot of people. If you borrow money, you got to pay it back.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. And that's not in the Constitution. That's in good sense.
Well, you know, though, good sense has been knocked aside by a public school education system in the inner city that has not taught children how to read. And so these are the same people then are pushed through, are able, because previously of affirmative action to get into school, and yet can't comprehend what it is they may possibly know how to read, but not comprehend. And these are the people that I think are going to be helped.
Well, we'll see. Before the day's over, we'll have that decision handed down.
Yeah.
And there was an uproar about the one yesterday, and the uproar about this one is going to be much bigger if it goes the way I think it should go. And that is, if you borrowed money from the federal government to finance your education, you got to pay it back.
Yeah.
That's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're going to do or how they're going to work it out, but that's the way it should be done. It's a lesson in simple economics. If you borrow money and you sign a contract that you'll pay it back when you can, then do it. Then pay it back. And if you can't pay it back, then I don't know what the recriminations are, but there have to be some.
Yeah, you would think, since it's the government that gave them the money in the first place to buy their education, and we are in serious, serious debt to the tune of, I don't know, $32 trillion to other countries, Japan, China, countries that could call us to pay them back. And of course, what would we do? We would probably print more money, and we would continue to feel the pain of the inflationary process. And I don't know. It really is something.
Inflation is not rising prices. Inflation is.
I know. The power of the dollar decreases.
Destroying the value of the dollar.
Yeah.
That's simple as that.
Yeah, but people go into stores and they see that the cost of things goes up tremendously. And they think, okay, that's it. But indeed, it's because the power of our dollar overseas, it has diminished to the point where, yeah, this is all that it's worth. And this is now the cost of the goods that you once paid a lot less for.
That's right. Well, rent's up, gasoline prices are up, supermarket prices are up. You know, I'm reaching for something here in my files. Some years ago, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that lamented the fact that the definition of inflation had been changed. And it was now something that people couldn't put their finger on because it had been confused. And that's something that the founders of the French Revolution did in the 1789 period. Here's the article. Headline: Using a dictionary to define inflation can spell trouble. From the 19th century up to the 11th century, New Collegiate Dictionary issued in 2003, Webster's defined inflation as what happens when a country prints too much money, which is exactly what the hawks worrying about the Fed's money's promise stimulus is doing now. But in 2003, the definition changed to a continuous rise in the general price level, which is only attributed to an abundance of money, suggesting that those could have had a point. So we move from the fact that inflation is destruction of the dollar and its value to something different that people don't put a finger on. They blame the supermarket, they blame the landlord, they blame the employer for not giving them more money because money's lost value. They know that money has lost value, but they don't know how and don't know why and so forth. Well, if the federal government can forgive student indebtedness, then it can forgive itself for the indebtedness that it has run up. And I don't think China or Japan would be happy about that.
No. No. You know, we've got a caller on the line. Gail, do you have a question or a comment? Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, here we go. Right before the fires in Canada, China had their balloons flying over Canada. They had something to do with the fires.
You think?
Another thing, there's groups of Chinese policemen that are coming over to the U.S. and making their own laws.
Well, you know what?
This is on coast to coast.
Yeah. Gail?
Yeah, it's scary. And the fires in Canada?
Yeah, scary.
They weren't... China's balloons. Do you remember they were just flying right before the fires?
Well...
I
don't think, though, that that had really that had anything to do with it. I think that it would have been obvious.
China?
Yeah.
China wants to become number one. They're taking over our land in different areas.
Yeah. Gail, we will address those issues. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Yeah. And we're still learning, you know, surprisingly enough, Jack, we're still learning about that balloon, the Chinese balloon that now they say was filled with American technology that you could get online, and that they don't believe that any of the information they collected was sent back. Well, I don't believe that, but it really is very strange.
Behind all of this is somebody's trying to start a war.
Yep. I think you're right.
War always means more government.
Yep.
And it also means moral decline.
Well,
and those are two very, very important goals of a conspiracy. Oh, there goes that Birch Society again, talking about conspiracy. Of course we talk about conspiracy. It's staring you right in the face, and if you don't know that, then I don't know how you figure out what's really happening in the world today.
I don't know.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about NATO and about the United Nations and so forth, and how this business in Ukraine is leading towards another world war.
Yeah, I think it is. I think very possibly with everyone giving them more money and more weapons, and we've seen what Russia has done with the Wagner Group. And what the Wagner Group was able to do to Russia. So you've got to figure that China may very well want to intrude on this story that continues to grow.
The sixth president of the United States was John Quincy Adams. He was the son of the second president of the United States, John Adams. John Quincy Adams once said, "America goes not abroad seeking monsters to destroy." He pointed yeah. out that we are the masters of our own country, and we wish everybody else well. And that's what our policy should be today.
Oh, it's the exact opposite.
What do we do today? We joined NATO, and NATO was formed in 1949. And the chief architect of NATO was the Secretary of State at the time, Dean Acheson. He went to the U.S. Senate to get the Senate to vote for our creation of NATO. And he said very bluntly that the United Nations is really the parent of NATO.
Wow.
So if you want to know what NATO is all about, you got to look into the United Nations.
That's a scary prospect. You yeah. find out way more than you ever expected when you think of the United Nations and what we were taught for decades, how great they were, how important it was. And now we know they're part of the conspiracy. They're part of the right. one world order.
And this goes back to what we started with, the student debt. Why did the federal government, with no authorization in the Constitution, give money to young people to go to college? Because they know that the colleges are teaching world government.
Yeah.
The colleges are in favor of NATO, in favor of entangling alliances, as it was called, and properly so, entangling alliances. But John Quincy Adams' attitude was, America goes not abroad seeking monsters to destroy. We should mind our own business. If we mind our own business, we wouldn't be involved in all kinds of things today. And we would have won our wars. The last war that was won by our country was World War II.
Yeah.
We didn't win the Korean War because that was transferred to control by NATO. Excuse me.
Yeah.
We didn't win the war in Southeast Asia, the Vietnam War, because that was headed up by CETO, which is a carbon copy of NATO, Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. And on and on you go. We didn't win in the Middle East. We didn't win in Afghanistan. We didn't, you know, we haven't won a war since World War II. And right after World War II, we got involved in the United Nations, and things have been going downhill ever since.
Do you think that there is even the slightest possibility that we could remove ourselves from the United Nations? I mean, it seems to be that if a president is in office and decides to get out, fine and dandy for the time that person remains in office. But after that, the next president who is of the opposite party can bring us right back in again.
Well, that's true. But I think it would be a good idea to at least show that we can leave an organization like NATO. We can leave the United Nations. There's a bill right now in Congress. Excuse me. Bill in Congress to get us out of the United Nations. It only has a few sponsors, and people listening to this program and other programs that I go on, I'm urging everybody, write to your senator, write to your representative in the House and say it's time to get out of the United Nations. And let's start minding our own business instead of everybody else's business.
Yeah, well, in the blue states, you're not going to get any of those senators to put their name to it or to vote for it.
Well, then get a new senator. Then that's the next step. If you can't get out with the senator you got, or the representative you got, then get a new one.
Oh, if it were
how
only...
How do you do that? Well, you start educating the public. And how do you get education, good education for the public? You go and you join the John Birch Society that helps you understand a lot of the things that are going on today in the world we sit in.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We have to educate our children better. That's not going to happen in a public school or in the colleges and universities today unless they are...
Well, let's stop paying people to go to college.
That's a good idea. In fact, don't even give them, let them work their way through college so that they don't even have to take out loans.
Well, if they worked their way through college, they wouldn't put up with a lot of the garbage that they're being taught.
Yeah, that's true.
You mean black is white and up is down and so forth. No, I don't buy that. Let's go back to the basics. Yeah. Back to the basics would be the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we have to take our break, but we will be right back. This is Ann Baker together with my co-host, Jack McManus from the John Birch Society on Talking with Ann. Please stay with us.
News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Macy's 4th of July sale has great deals on everything you need to get you, your crew, and your space ready. Get 50 to 60% off swimwear for all and 30 to 60% off bedding and bath essentials. Plus, take 40 to 50% off almost all sandals now during the Great Sandals Sale. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
WOND Pleasantville.
W223CO Atlantic City.
Listen weekdays for Off the Press with Scott Cronic, sponsored by Shore Physicians Group, right here on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Baker together with John McManus of the John Birch Society. And we've only got a couple of minutes before we have to take another break. But, John, when we come back, can we discuss perhaps what's happening in Europe?
He's actually taking a break right now.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll do when we come back. In any case, it's something that people are talking about. They are... you know, you've got people on both sides of the issue, and the issue now has been muddled a bit when you see that the Wagner Group, who indeed worked for Russia and did their bidding, had in fact turned against them because they claimed that Russian troops had bombed their encampments. So there's a lot going on over there, but I can tell you this, we're paying for all those weapons. And there are a couple of European countries that are helping to pay for all the weapons that are in Ukraine. I don't know what your thoughts are about it, but we're going to get Jack McManus's thoughts. Anyway, please stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
And currently we have Longport Media in Linwood, 78 degrees.
Join News Talk 1400 WOND the last Friday of every month at 6 p.m. for the Vince Mazzeo Show. Vince covers a wide range of topics, everything from politics to produce. He updates listeners on events that have happened over the past month that affect South Jersey. The phone lines are always open, and all questions and comments are always entertained. Make it a point to join Vince Mazzeo the last Friday of each month, beginning at 6 p.m. on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. WOND, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City Studio. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City, where you take the stage.
It's 11 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. The Supreme Court making the final rulings of its term this morning. First, in a major blow to President Biden, striking down his student loan forgiveness program that would wipe out $400 billion in student loan debt.
What the Supreme Court says here, that is beyond the power of the president. Only Congress can waive that much debt, $400 billion, that it is such a large amount and such a sweeping assertion of presidential authority to modify the terms of the loans that way, that it exceeds presidential power.
ABC's Terry Moran. Meantime, the court also releasing a controversial opinion on LGBTQ rights, saying a business can refuse service to a customer because of their sexual or gender identity.
The court's conservative majority has ruled a Colorado wedding website designer shouldn't have to create sites for gay couples. The court says wedding websites are a form of speech, and Colorado's anti-discrimination law can't force a designer to express something she doesn't wish to express. Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor, in her dissent, says this is the first time in history the court has granted a public business the right to refuse service to members of a protected class. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
Other news, drifting Canadian wildfire smoke headed south and east, still clogged the air in 23 states.
That hazy smoke has been impacting a huge chunk of the country nearly all week. Now, from the Great Lakes to the parts of the South, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic, the smoke from those ongoing Canadian wildfires has been swallowing skylines in major cities and leading to some of the worst air quality in the world.
ABC's Alex Perez. At the same time, the weekend travel rush is on ahead of the 4th of July holiday. So far, delays and cancellations appear to be low after a week of airline troubles since last Saturday. And word this morning, Hollywood actor Alan Arkin has died. That from the Associated Press. Arkin was 89. You're listening to ABC News.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Karen Johnson in the Longport Media News Center. Here's what's happening. Sailors on the Cape May Lewes Ferry will see artwork featuring Smokey the Bear displayed inside Cape May Terminal to promote wildfire prevention, according to officials. The artwork will be seen at the terminal for 7 days, beginning Saturday, the Delaware River and Bay Authority said in a news release. The artwork's display is being done through a partnership between the DRBA and the New Jersey Forest Fire Service, and it's happening at a time when state fire officials have responded to over 900 wildfires that have consumed over 16,000 acres this season. 5 people were arrested as part of an operation targeting drug distribution in Atlantic City. Detective Christopher Dotson says there was activity south of Tennessee Avenue after complaints from residents and local businesses about drugs in the area, according to Lieutenant Kevin Fair. Internet gambling in New Jersey would be allowed to take place for at least 5 more years under the latest proposal by state lawmakers. On Wednesday night, legislators abandoned a move that they made a day earlier to drastically cut the extension of internet casino gambling in the state. You're up to date. From the Longport Media News Center, I'm Karen Johnson.
The Broadleys WOND Weather Center.
It's a wonderful day to hit the beach and the boardwalk. We've got lots of sunshine. It might be a little hazy still, but not bad. Really comfortable, too. Humidity, not a problem. High temperatures will climb to the 80s inland and upper 70s at the shore. Today, burn time will be around 20 minutes, so that sunshine is certainly out in full force. Make sure you protect yourself from it. Sunscreen, hats, sunglasses, umbrellas, all of that is a must today if you'll be spending time outside. It's really a beautiful beach day. Low tide this morning is at 11 a.m. and high tide this evening is around 6 o'clock. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
Time now for a Matt World Minute with Matt Tennyson.
The body mass index has been around since the 1970s. Now, I disagree with this because every time you think you're within the range, they lower the scale. So suddenly you're overweight again. It's like the food pyramid. They turn it upside down, put vegetables at the top now, and nobody cares. But now, the American Medical Association is saying the body mass index is racist. It was founded on a white supremacist scale of science that too many white people are used to determine the body mass index. That's not fair to Hispanics and blacks, especially black females who tend to be heavier than white females. See, it's all racist. It's not cultural. It's not genetic. It's not maybe that they eat junk food all day long. It's not that some people are fat. No, it's racism. They say the body mass index does not look at differences across sexes, genders, age span, or race. The data is collected from previous generations of non-Hispanic white populations. Therefore, it's racist. The American Medical Association says it has racist origins. It's a flawed science, misperceptions, and stigma that people with obesity encounter every day. The Washington Post said we have to cancel diet culture recently, saying that children have to resist the urge to not be fat if they want to be. Self Magazine, which is supposed to be about health, said that fat phobia restricts ability of fitness endeavors for fat people because it's racist to say that people are fat. They also say that anti-fat bias is a part of white America for centuries, so it's part of the white supremacy movement. See, there's a secret cabal of white people sitting in a room somewhere, the room right next to the oil execs who decide how much gas is going to cost. And they say, let's make the BMI even tougher so that fat black people and fat Mexican women get upset at us. We are in the age of stupidity, and saying that the body mass index is based on white supremacy when it's based on science proves it. This has been a Matt World Minute with Matt Tennyson.
You're talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
Baker on Talking with Ann. And do we have Jack McManus on yet? Okay, Jack, you're there?
I'm here, right here.
All right. Mary from Marlton, who is really a wonderful caller, is on the line, too. And I'm going to take her call because I think that whatever she has to say is going to be something that is important. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Oh, it's great to hear both of you. I was at a JBS meeting last week, and one of the questions that I was concerned about is this whole gender nonsense that's going on, and I'm hoping that the Supreme Court will make a ruling similar to what they made today about the lesbian wedding cake. There are a plethora of state laws, including New Jersey, where males with male genitalia who say that they are female can go into the girls' room or the girls' locker room. And Michigan is on their way to passing a law that would put people in jail and fine for 5 years and fine them 10 years if you don't call someone a male who is a female with all the female body parts. I mean, look, all of this is nuts, and it's a minority of people that are affected by this dysfunction, this disorder. But if I call it a dysfunction or a disorder, which it was called for many years psychiatrically, I risk going to jail. And it's here in New Jersey. I know I don't hear people talking about it much in New Jersey. And I'm asking Jack, like, what remedy does he see? Would the Supreme Court reverse all these crazy state laws if there was a ruling on this? Or how do we ever get back to the truth of my faith that God created me?
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ann. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, now, Mary is asking me to tell her how to stop the nonsense that's going on. Mm. The answer is public opinion, and it has to be not just Mary, but the people that Mary can reach and the people that others can reach and say, look, this is balderdash. This is ridiculous. This is absurd. And people who stand up like that will have others say, well, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it really is ridiculous and absurd, and we should stop even considering it. I don't want to see a law passed. I prefer fewer laws rather than more laws. So,
well,
how do you go about doing what I said? Well, the answer, one answer is the John Birch Society. You'll learn to be courageous. You'll learn to be outspoken. You'll learn to have facts at your disposal, and so,
and maybe you'll even run for office so that you will be the voice of common sense. Yeah, absolutely. It's really frightening what is happening. Society really has it's been driven apart by, as you and I know, Jack, and anybody who's done their homework about the World Economic Forum and the New World Order. We are being destroyed from within by the very government that's supposed to be representing our best needs and what the Constitution tells us we are, the liberties that we have in the first 10 amendments that are our Bill of Rights that tells state government what they are allowed to do because the Constitution didn't give it to the federal government. But we're not using it right. The governors that we have in the blue states
are not using it right.
Well,
if the Constitution of the United States were fully enforced as it still exists, federal government would be 20% its size and 20% its cost.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be running around the world looking for monsters to destroy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not the job of the United States. You know, right after the nation became independent, right after our country was born, France and Britain went to war. And each of them tried to get the United States to take on their part of the war. In other words, join them as an ally and fight the war with us. And George Washington told him, no, we're not interested in that. We're interested in maintaining our own situation. And we will fight if we have to maintain that, but we're not going to be the protectors of everybody else.
Ooh. Wow, things have changed, haven't they, Jack?
have they ever?
Amazing.
That's what the United Nations is all about. The United Nations is all about bringing about one world government, and the heck with whatever rules you have for your own country.
Well, we can see with the open borders that in that respect, they've gotten what they wanted. That the New World Order says there should be no borders for any landmass, for any so-called country. That they should disappear, and that only the billionaires who are bright enough to make all that money should be in charge of what happens in the world, and they will institute that through the United Nations.
You're talking about Bill Gates.
I'm talking about all those billionaires.
Like George Soros, Bill Gates, and a lot of others,
yeah,
right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they want. I don't know whether or not they're applauding what's happening in Ukraine with their new world order. I don't know how this fits into their plan, Jack. Do you have any idea?
Well, what you've got as a result of the Ukraine struggle that's going on is that China and Russia have become more allied. And Russia has said we don't want any foreign power like the United States having a say in at the border of our country. Of course, Ukraine is next to Russia. In fact, Ukraine used to be part of Russia. So they don't want the United States to have an ally. There's been talk about having Ukraine join NATO. And that would mean that the United States and all the other countries that are involved in NATO would be enemies of this Russia. Well, Russia used to be communist-led. It's not necessarily that today. If they want to bring on that kind of a country on themselves, let them do it. If they bother somebody else, then you can stop them. But the whole Ukraine thing, to me, is a prelude to another world war. And I think that's what they really want. Because they know that war always means more government. It means international government. It means the United Nations and so forth. So that's why it's happening.
Shouldn't we be more concerned with the fact that Russia has a nuclear arsenal? That China has nuclear weapons, that if they come together and become part of their new world order, what good would it be to destroy the world? You know, it's almost like you have to rely on negotiations. You have to rely on the goodwill of leaders that want power and wealth, and that may very well be part of the World Economic Forum under the covers.
Well, what you have to do is you have to be firm and strong enough to be able to back up your claims. If your claim is to be independent and not bother anybody else, I don't think anybody will go after you. Yeah. And yet, then it's a simple situation. George Washington, as I said previously, George Washington was asked by the French mostly to join them in their new war against Britain. George Washington said, it's none of our business. We're not going to do that. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's what should be done today. It's not being done.
Well, there are so many countries out there that are, you know, they are at war, whether it is, whether it has to do with another country or whether it has to do with tribes. Whatever it has to do with, there are a lot of people being killed, and there are a lot of those sitting around saying, you know, if we can help these people that are being unjustly attacked by the more powerful tribe or country, then it should be our duty as human beings to help those people in their fight against a country that simply attacked them for their natural resources or whatever goods they've got.
Well, you got to be careful with that kind of attitude, because you don't want to tell the rest of the world that if somebody's bothering you, we'll help you to get them to stop. And that's what John Quincy Adams said. No, he said, the United States, America, goes not abroad seeking monsters to destroy. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be some monsters.
Yeah, that's an absolute, and they're all over, and they want to see the destruction, whether they've been bought and paid for by the billionaires of the New World Order or not. I believe many, many of them have been, but like each and every one of us has to do our due diligence and do our own research and look into it. And as you say, the John Birch Society, the New American Magazine. This can be done.
That's the place to go. It's the place to go to get the proper perspective and the proper history of the different situations. I've got a copy of the United Nations Charter here, right before me. And Article 51 says that anybody who's in the United Nations can form a regional arrangement in order to have more people involved in protecting you and so on and so on. So the first regional arrangement that was started after the after this part of the Constitution of the UN Charter was adhered to was NATO, 1949. Secretary of State at the time, Dean Acheson, went before the U.S. Senate and said that what we're proposing with NATO is a United Nations subdivision. He didn't use those words, but that's exactly what he meant, right? So what happens? Well, you got three articles of the United Nations Charter, Articles 52, 3, and 4, that talk about what the regional arrangements that you form can do and what they can't do, right? Article 54 says that the Security Council of the United Nations shall at all times be kept fully informed of activities undertaken or in contemplation under regional arrangements by regional agendas, agencies for the maintenance of international peace and security. So if you join NATO and you want to use NATO to put down one of your enemies, you have to tell the UN ahead of time what you're going to do. And even in contemplation, not that you're going to tell them what you've just done. You have to tell them beforehand what you want to do, right? All right, so what happened? Well, Korea, the North Korean communists invaded South Korea. The North Korean communists were about to take over when General MacArthur, in charge of the military in the Pacific, decided to invade at the top of South Korea in a place called Incheon. Incheon was a place where nobody would have thought that you wanted to make an amphibious landing, because it has 40-foot tides every day, twice a day. 40-foot tide comes in and then it goes out. And how you can conduct an amphibious landing in that kind of a situation is pretty difficult. And that's what MacArthur said. Okay, that's why we're going there. Nobody's going to expect us to go there. So what happened? He's required, as I mentioned here, that he has to tell the United Nations what he is contemplating even before he does it. So MacArthur had to do that. What happened is that he told them back in Washington that he was going to use Incheon as a landing point. They all said, this is crazy. You can't do it. He said, yes, we can. So they wrangled about it back and forth and back and forth and so on. Finally, MacArthur was told that we have to discuss this some more before we go ahead. In the meantime, MacArthur decided to make the landing. And the landing simply cut off the North Korean army that was already in the southern part of the peninsula there. And it completely changed the war. The United States forces got in. They were not opposed because all of the North Korean forces were in the south part of that country. So what happened is he, for all intents and purposes, at that point, won the war. But he had to tell the
UN,
the leaders in Washington and the United Nations what he was contemplating. So he put together finally a full idea, a full listing of what he intended to do and how he intended to do it. And he sent it back to Washington with a courier that took 6 days to get there. And within the 6 days, MacArthur made the landing.
Perfect.
And they couldn't stop him because they didn't know what he was going to do. Right? So MacArthur was then marked lousy by the intelligentsia in Washington. And it was took over a year before Truman had the guts to fire him. So he fired General MacArthur and never said why. But the reason he fired him was that he was winning the war in South Korea.
Wow. Let's extend war. That seems to be the gist of what government wants to do. And
right.
Of course, we have to stop it.
That courier that had the entire planning, MacArthur's plan, he got to Washington, and it was too late because MacArthur's troops were already operating under the plan that he had put together.
Well, it was brilliant on the part of MacArthur. Unfortunately, it also led to his being taken from his position of power. And
that's right. But it took a whole year. See, Truman didn't want the world to know
why
he would fire him because he violated
the UN charter as well.
Secret instructions and the UN and so on.
Oh, Lordy. Well, you know what? We can continue our discussion after our break, but we will be back. And please stay with us. This is Ann Baker together with my co-host, John McManus of the John Birch Society on Talking with Ann. We'll be right back.
If car designers can make cars look like anything, why are there so many boring cars? Why not a car that looks like an ancient sword? Or the future? The sky isn't even the limit at Nissan. Why be boring when you can make a katana blade slice through traffic? That's the Nissan Z. Or something from the future whizzing by. And that's the Aria. Nissan. We design for thrill. 2023 Aria has limited availability. See dealer for financing details.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic. Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics from Align, the probiotic brand recommended by gastroenterologists 2 times more than any other probiotic brand. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel at AlignProbiotics.com.
Hi, this is Rich Valdez inviting you to join me right here on WOND weeknights from 10 to 1 for America at Night. I'm a Jersey guy, and while I've done New York and Philadelphia radio, it's great to be on right here in South Jersey. Listen in and we'll talk about the biggest news stories of the day, politics, social issues, and more. America at Night with me, Rich Valdez, Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
If car designers can make cars look like anything, why are there so many boring cars? Why not a car that looks like an ancient sword? Or the future? The sky isn't even the limit at Nissan. Why be boring when you can make a katana blade slice through traffic?
That's the Nissan Z. Or something from the future whizzing by. And that's the Aria. Nissan. We design for thrill. 2023 Aria has limited availability. See dealer for financing details.
You're talking with Ann on News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here with John McManus of the John Birch Society, and we are discussing some of the things having to do with the United Nations. But we've only got a minute before we have to take a little longer break, and then we will have the rest of the segment just about to ourselves. But, John, what you say about the United Nations, I absolutely agree. I think we should get out of it. I think that they are an organization devoted to the New World Order and to everything that goes against us having borders, having laws, having constitution that lets us know what our rights are. So there was a question, though, that someone proffered to me, and they it's off topic, but it has to do with Donald Trump. And what Mark Levin, the great one, has said about Donald Trump is that the Constitution allows Trump to keep top secret documents. What's your opinion of that?
My opinion is that he shouldn't have kept the top secret documents. He's never given a reason for why he kept some and not others.
But is he allowed by the Constitution and the laws?
I think he is, yeah. It's not in the Constitution itself, but it's a procedure that is supposed to govern the president. The president can't do whatever he wants. And there are some things that have been added to his responsibilities. And one of them is that top secret documents should remain top secret, and you shouldn't take some with you and leave others back in Washington. So I think Trump made a mistake in taking any of those, and it might not have been a mistake. It might have been just carelessness.
Yeah. So you don't think he should be prosecuted for what they have found out about his documents? Because certainly you would think that the weaponized Department of Justice that we have that isn't bothering to go into Mr. Biden's case of keeping these documents himself, not just as president, but as vice president and as senator. You would think that they would drop this case like a hot potato because it would then reflect on what Joe Biden has done.
That's right. You know, and Biden is as guilty as Trump is supposedly guilty.
Two major decisions issued by the Supreme Court. Justices rejected the Biden administration's student debt relief program that would wipe out $400 billion in federal student loans. ABC's Terry Moran has more.
The Supreme Court strikes that down because it says that President Biden and his Secretary of Education exceeded the authority that the law passed by Congress gave them.
Student loan payments paused during COVID will resume in October. In a second case, justices ruled businesses can refuse some services to LGBTQ customers under free speech.
In a 6-3 opinion written by Justice Gorsuch, the U.S. Supreme Court sided with a business that designs wedding websites. Lori Smith believes marriage is reserved for unions between one man and one woman and said she worried the state of Colorado would force her to create websites for same-sex couples. The opinion said the government may not compel a person to speak its own preferred messages. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
President Biden expected to deliver remarks later today. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Broadleys WOND Weather Center.
It's a wonderful day to hit the beach and the boardwalk. We've got lots of sunshine. It might be a little hazy still, but not bad. Really comfortable, too. Humidity, not a problem. High temperatures will climb to the 80s inland and upper 70s at the shore. Today, burn time will be around 20 minutes, so that sunshine is certainly out in full force. Make sure you protect yourself from it. Sunscreen, hats, sunglasses, umbrellas, all that is a must today if you'll be spending time outside. It's really a beautiful beach day. Low tide this morning is at 11 a.m. and high tide this evening is around 6 o'clock. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trishler.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
WOND Pleasantville.
You're talking with Ann on News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Baker, together with my guest, my friend, my co-host, Jack McManus of the John Birch Society. Jack, we're living in a world that I think we're being attacked by our own governments, and it's a frightening prospect. But it's funny because we were discussing
And I think it's a day to celebrate.
Because of affirmative action and no debt for the
three decisions of the Supreme Court came down exactly the way they should have.
Yep,
and I'm thrilled.
I'm glad. You know what? It's good to have people who are constitutionalists on the Supreme Court of the United States. And when I heard Joe Biden speak of them as they're not a normal court, I thought to myself, well, seriously, folks, you are not normal, sir. You don't belong in that position. You should have no right to the codes for our nuclear weaponry. You are a disgrace.
Right.
Yeah, but
and years ago there was a man who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore. I got to know Thomas Moore after he retired, and he stated at one point, throughout my naval career as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I have top security clearance and receive many military and intelligence briefings. I got to turn the page here. I have learned much more from the New American Magazine and the John Birch Society than I learned from the intelligence briefings I was given as the head of the United States military.
Wow.
That's a wonderful endorsement. Sadly, he's passed on now, but I got to know him, and I visited with him. He lived in a Washington, D.C. suburb, and every time I got with him, we'd spend an hour, and we'd talk about this and that, and he'd be nodding his head and say, I didn't know that. Okay. He said, now, when are you coming back to Washington, and you can come, and we can talk some more? I want you to stop in and see me every time you get close. Please do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you were doing the research, you know. You were looking into things a lot more deeply than anyone that should have been doing.
Well, he didn't have time for it.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't have time. He was busy trying to keep up with the procedures that they wanted invoked. We went to Korea. We lost the war in Korea, never declared war. Constitution says only Congress can send our forces into war.
Or the UN.
Right. or the UN, right. Well, then we went to Vietnam. And what happened there? Same thing.
Well, they used that whale that bashed into the side of a ship as the Bay of Tonkin as a means to continue
That never happened.
I know.
Supposed that Tonkin never really happened.
Nope.
But what was happening? Well, I have a quote here from one of the generals who fought in the Korean War. He said, "I was not allowed to bomb the numerous bridges across the Yalu River over which the enemy constantly poured his trucks, his munitions, and his killers." General James Van Fleet said, "My own conviction is that there must have been information to the enemy from high diplomatic authorities that we would not attack his home bases across the Yalu."
Wow. UN.
UN, right, right. The UN ran the war in Korea. The UN ran the war Vietnam. See, they were so successful with what they had with NATO that they built a carbon copy of it called SEATO, S-E-A-T-O.
Right, Southeast Asia. Yeah.
Treaty Organization. And so the same kind of restrictions on, you can get into a fight, but you're not allowed to win. And we will prevent you from winning.
It's not good for the war machine if they're not making a lot of money. So
not good for the poor guys that had to fight the war with.
Oh, certainly.
With the one arm tied behind their backs, you know.
Yeah, we've got John from Ocean City, who's been patient with us. John, good morning and welcome. John, are you there?
That's what I understand also, is that MacArthur had the wherewithal to drive Mao Zedong's forces out of China, but he was told to back down by Truman. Truman got his marching orders from Big Brother, and he stayed true to it. That's what happened there.
Well, the marching orders that helped China take over, the communists take over China, were largely the result of the Roosevelt administration. Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and then Truman followed him, and so on. But
now, as far as Vietnam goes, you know, John Kennedy did not want the boots on the ground of French Indochina, a.k.a. Vietnam. That was Lyndon Baines Johnson that did that. So another, you know, errand boy for the New World Order.
That's right.
What we're up against here. We're up against different front groups for the New World Order. And you have the Club of Rome, which is not headquartered in Rome. It's headquartered in New York, of all places. And they've already divided the world into 10 zones that will have a common bar for each zone. That's kind of scary. That speaks of communism to me. But, we're up against a gigantic, a colossal conspiracy that John Kennedy had talked about in 1961 in his 1961 speech. And it's too bad that his Executive Order 1111 signed June 5th, 1963, had no follow-through with it. That's making our money redeemable in silver. And it's too bad that Nixon took us off the gold standard, too. So now we have the BRIC countries, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, that want to undermine the dollar, and they're doing a dang good job of it. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
John, thank you. Thank you for your call.
It sounds to me like he ought to be in the Birch Society.
I'm telling you, he is a historian. He really can pull out facts that will let us see that nothing new happens. This has all been done before, but we keep repeating it over and over and over again. Big government is bad. What they want to do is control. They don't want to represent. So it's just
if
the way
the Constitution of the United States were fully enforced as it's written, as it has not been amended, then the United States government would be 20% its size and 20% its cost. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, my taxes would go down, Jack. Is that what you're telling me? My taxes?
You could keep the money you've earned. Yeah.
Whoa. Well, unless you live in New Jersey, and the New Jersey Constitution would allow the governor, especially a bad governor who wanted as much power as he could possibly get, to tax the hell out of you, so that it makes it easier for you to go to a state that doesn't have income tax. No, unfortunately, when we get rid of Murphy, which will be a blessing to each and every taxpayer here in the state of New Jersey, it will be a good thing.
If you can get rid of a bad governor, let me know how to do it. I live in Massachusetts.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to ask you, how's your air quality?
haven't seen any problem yet.
Wow, because we've got it down here in New Jersey. I know New York has it.
I think the weather guy this morning said that it's going to start moving toward us. It won't be as intense as what has happened in Chicago and Cleveland, but it's coming our way, and it's not going to be pleasant, but it's not going to be as bad as what they've suffered.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We've got Greg on the line. Good morning, Greg. Welcome. How are you? Greg, if you're there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jack. You know,
hello?
The Korean War was a wake-up call that nobody was paying attention to. The United Nations had lived past its usefulness. And what they started to create, we were listening to. We should not have been listening to these people.
No.
There were only two senators who said no to joining the UN in 1945.
Right.
One from North Dakota and one from Minnesota.
So sad.
And it cheated its usefulness. And what the carryover to now is, the crazies have the field in society, period, and we listen to them. That's the basic difference between what was then back, how this country was founded, and what's happening right now. We listen to these people.
Yeah. Well, that's why, that's why Jack keeps saying we got
to
get out of the United Nations. That's why the John Birch Society is making a huge push, get out of the United Nations. That's why people of goodwill who have the intelligence to do a little bit of research understands the UN is one of the most corrupt organizations being run by the most corrupt leaders in China, in the United States, but our enemies are leading the charge to destroy what each country is supposed to be, a country of laws with its citizens and its border, and they want to destroy it. So,
right. And it's becoming more layered, the problem.
Yeah.
Now we have the richest people in the world that have so much money, and they're so bored, they don't know what to do with it. And what they're doing is creating another layer of confusion that keeps getting worse.
They call it the New World Order.
The best of intentions.
Right. New World Order, Greg. That's what it is. And people who didn't pay attention before and called it a conspiracy are being, they're seeing finally that this new world order with Biden, the Marxist communist, allowing our borders to be open to allow anyone in, criminals, fentanyl, this, if it was looked upon by people of goodwill with common sense, they would look at our borders and say, China has used the bioweapon of fentanyl to declare war on the United States of America. And Joe Biden is allowing it to happen. He's not fighting against it. He's not demanding that China keep their fentanyl to themselves. Don't send it to Mexico to come across our border to kill over 100,000 U.S. citizens every year. And we don't think that's not biologic warfare? Holy moly.
That's biological warfare.
Holy moly. So anyway, it is what it is.
The first thing we should do is get the crazies off the field. And how he accomplished that, as we know, it's going to be the ballot box. But I'm hoping the people that voted for what's in there right now understand that the symbol of Democrat or Republican doesn't mean a damn thing unless you use a little bit of common sense. And you ask them beforehand what their positions are and what they will do when they have the power. And if it's not acceptable, they don't get your vote.
Good for you.
Tell them right to their face.
Yep.
Good for you.
You will not get my vote,
yeah.
Period.
Greg, thank you. Thank you for the call. And by the way, have an absolutely wonderful weekend, 4th of July you weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
Thanks. God bless. Bye. Yeah. People have very strong feelings. People who are doing their research. And I know all John Birch Society members do that. They get their magazine every month. It speaks to the issues that are facing each and every one of us, Jack. But not enough people care enough, you know? It's like the government has created this inflationary mess. Everything that we do seems to revolve around trying to take care of our families and our bills and our community. So we don't pay attention to the huge issues that are affecting not only us, but worldwide. So don't know what's going to happen, Jack.
Well, what's going to happen is there are fewer people who are going to go to college because they can't borrow money from the U.S. government to go to college, and they expect that the debt would be wiped out. Supreme Court has just spoken. Hallelujah.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big day to celebrate. Yesterday was, too. Right?
Yeah.
And the other decision that was handed down was somebody's in business can tell somebody that comes in and wants them to do business that they don't want. They can say, no, I don't want your business. Go on, get out of here.
Can you imagine that became a Supreme Court decision, that had to be that way, that people of common sense didn't get it, that you don't sue somebody that says, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that work for you, for whatever the reason.
Even down to baking a cake. You know?
Yes, especially. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a crazy world we live in today.
Well, it is crazy, but at least there's some people that have some good sense. And happily, they're on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
I just found out yesterday and today. These are banner days. This is the very, very thing. This is something to celebrate. We can celebrate this on the 4th of July. We got some of our country back.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, though? The differences between the educated and constitutional legal scholars that are on the Supreme Court of the United States, it becomes so obvious of the absolute lack of common sense that the two major liberal progressives on the court, Sotomayor and Ketanji Jones, they are not smart people, but they were put there because they're Marxists. What a sad day that was when both of them were put on the court. I've never heard such stupidity in my life.
Remember when Jackson was being interviewed by the Senate and one of the senators said, "What is your definition of woman?" And she couldn't come up with an answer.
Seriously.
She refused to answer the question.
It's sheer crazy. I'm telling you, the Marxists, they're stupid, but they cling together. They keep their message on point. And what their message is, let's disrupt and destroy the value system of good citizens, patriotic citizens of the United States. It is appalling. But anyway, there you've got it.
We got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
All right. We got celebrations marking the birth of the United States are held every 4th of July. And we wave flags, we march in parades, we explode fireworks. Many acknowledge the 56 courageous individuals who decided they had endured enough of England's increasing tyranny over their lives and property, and they put their names to the Declaration of Independence, realizing that they had thereby put their lives on the line. Britain's King George III said, no, you can't. And there began the war for independence. Let's not ever talk about a revolutionary war. It wasn't a revolutionary war. It was a war for independence. Five of the signers of this war were captured by the British and tortured before dying. 12 had their homes ransacked or burned. 2 lost sons in the war, and 2 others learned that their sons had been captured and treated horribly. 9 died from wounds and the hardships they endured. 11 were merchants, farmers, or plantation owners whose properties were confiscated or rendered unproductive. Families were separated, and some never saw their spouses again. Each of the 56 knew they faced death if captured. The war for independence lasted 7 years, and when the shooting ceased and victory could be proclaimed, the king's soldiers and political appointees packed up and left newly independent America. It was time for joy.
Wow.
A poet once said, there are always enemies who never sleep. And those enemies are in charge of too much of our government and our whole system of government. And it's time for people to say, I want change. I want to get back to the basics.
You bet. Jack, please give people the information they need to get a John Birch Society information.
Call the John Birch Society, 1-800-JBS-USA-1. Or get on the internet, jbs.org. Either way, you'll get free information. You can start your process of learning what the Birch Society is really all about, what it has said over the years, and how you ought to be a part of it. And we welcome people of all races, colors, religions. We are what we say we are. We are not what has been said of us by enemies. And I'd like to hear that the phone lines and the mail, the emails are up because of programs like this one. I do programs elsewhere too, not just in South Jersey. I do them in other places.
So, well, keep doing it, Jack. Keep
1-800-JBS-USA-1. That's the internet address, or call.
No, that was it. 1-800-JBS-USA-1, and right. Then the website is
1-800-JBS-USA-1 or jbs.org on the internet. jbs.org.
Jack, I want to thank you for being on air with me today and for giving us your views on some All right. very important issues. Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, enjoy the 4th of July weekend. Thank you for those final sentences talking about what our signers of the Declaration of Independence had to bear for us to
not
make
one
sure.
Of them, not one of them ever quit that after they signed it.
That's right.
Not one.
Talks about courage, doesn't it?
Happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to every American. But don't forget what America really is supposed to stand for and get involved in the fight to keep it that way. Get back to the basics.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack McManus. Appreciate your being here with us today. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're going to take a short break now. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right, we've got lucky caller number 4, Marcus, on the line. If he answers this question, he wins a new car.
Let's do this.
Okay, for a new car, name the only actor to appear in...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With 24/7 support and quick and easy claims, Progressive protects what matters most. Progressive.
Films all in the same year.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear that question.
3 seconds, Marcus.
Yeah, no, but there was an ad in the middle...
He didn't answer.
But I didn't hear anything.
Marcus, you dropped it in the dirt.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic. Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics from Align, the probiotic brand recommended by gastroenterologists 2 times more than any other probiotic brand. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel at AlignProbiotics.com.
If car designers can make cars look like anything, why are there so many boring cars? Why not a car that looks like an ancient sword? Or the future? The sky isn't even the limit at Nissan. Why be boring when you can make a katana blade slice through traffic? That's the Nissan Z. Or something from the future whizzing by. And that's the Aria. Nissan. We design for thrill. 2023 Aria has limited availability. See dealer for financing details.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
WOND. You're talking with Ann on News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
I want to thank you for being here with us. These are the last couple of minutes that we've got having to do with politics, John Birch Society. Join it, find out everything that you can about it, and you'll be good. So please take care of yourselves. You know that you walk with God if you are speaking truth. Don't make assumptions. Find out whether or not what you assume to be true, what you've been told to be true by others, is in fact the truth. Do your own research. Find out so that all kinds of untruths aren't spread through social media and elsewhere. Find out what the facts are. We've all been guilty of spreading things because of assumptions made or a belief in what friends have said. Find out for yourself, please. So walk with God. Walk in His light. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Walk with Him. He's there for you, whether you believe in Him or not. He's actually watching over you. So make sure that if you run into hard times, or if you know someone who is running into hard times, that you call on Him to please help you or to help others. It is important that you do so. He is with you always. So please take care of yourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, and educationally, so that you can take care of your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your community. Do your research. Know what you're supposed to know, not from those who would feed you lies, but from what you yourself have discovered. And please know that you are loved. May God bless each and every one of us. And may God bless the United States of America. Have an absolutely wonderful 4th of July. I'll probably be with you Monday anyway. But if you're not, if you're doing special things, know that this is what I wish for you, that you have the best 4th of July ever. Please stay safe and know that I love you. Take care.